Daniel chapter number 5. I've been debating on where to start. Let's just go ahead and start there at number 1 so you can get an idea of what's going on. Belshazzar, the king, made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords, and he drank wine before 1,000. And Belshazzar, while he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and the silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple, which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his princes and his wives and his concubines might drink therein. Notice this. Amen. Just real quick. Belshazzar's calling a party, if you will.
Yeah.
He's having a big odd time. Amen. And so, verse number 2 really gets into where the desecration takes place, and he calls, and he's really trying to make a mockery of God. And he says, go get them golden, amen, and silver vessels, which was down there in the temple,
yep,
amen, in Jerusalem. God's, yep, vessels that was used in God's house,
yep,
amen. And he says, go get them, and we're going to pour wine in them, amen. We're going to have a big time tonight. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple at the house of God, which was at Jerusalem, and the king and his princes and his wives and his concubines drank in them. They drank wine and they praised. All right, here's it's getting bad. And they praised the gods of gold and of silver and of brass, of iron, of wood, and of stone. And in the same hour came forth fingers. Here's my text tonight. I'm not sure I'll get this far. Might be another part to this. In the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall and of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then the king's countenance was changed and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were loosed and his knees smote one against another. Amen. If the Lord would help us here tonight, I'd like to preach to us from these verses of Scripture. Amen. About this handwriting on the wall. Amen. The city of Babylon was a jewel of a city. If you really, you can look at it, you can study it. It was a place of sophisticated culture and incredible military might occupying. I thought about this. For an ancient city, Brother Tommy, 200 square miles. Wow.
Yeah.
Huntington's a pretty big place, and I don't know if you really add Canova and Barbersville in with Huntington, what is it, maybe 20 miles? Possibly. Hey, man, can you imagine something 10 times that big? A 200-mile square city? Great God.
Yeah.
That's a big place. Hallelujah. Babylon was a magnificent city in its own day. Babylon controlled the destiny of much of the world, and there is no telling to what great heights society might have climbed if it had not been, amen, for the same old thing that always tears men down. Amen. For sin. Hallelujah. Amen. It goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden. That paradise of unparalleled magnificence. God himself walked with Adam and Eve. Amen. Can you imagine God coming down and walking with you? Wow, what paradise.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. No pain or impossibility, but man made, great God, once again, that terrible decision to listen to the devil. Amen. Right. Listen to that serpent. Amen. And the bottom fell out of everything.
Right.
So much so that there was not a trace left of what was once a glorious garden. Amen. Men have searched high and low, amen, to try to find what was one time that garden, probably underwater today. Amen. But oh, they can't find it because the Garden of Eden is no longer in existence today. Why? Because God kicked man out of the garden. Why? Because of sin. Amen. Oh, God, help me tonight.
Yes,
it's the pattern of mankind. God has given us unlimited potential, but we have consistently, amen, allowed sin to come in and to mar the plan of God. Amen. Oh, yes, time. in. Amen. You're looking, I've seen people come in, get to serving God, and they're doing real good. You see God help them. You see them really growing spiritually. Maybe the Lord give them a good job. Maybe God help them get a fine home to live in. Maybe get them a nice car to drive. Look like everything's going good. Look like paradise. Amen. Finally happening in the family until one thing happens. And guess what it is? Sin comes along. Right. Amen.
Yeah, right.
Oh, God. Amen. And sin tears apart everything that God put together. Amen. Oh, yes. God has held us together. Amen. Oh, yes. Up again to begin chapter 1. Hallelujah. Amen. God has had I messed myself up here. Glory to God.
Bless you, Lord.
Woo, amen. Things like that happen. Then as a heartbroken shepherd turns to the last of his wolf. Amen. God has had to gather us up again to begin. Amen. Over and over again, God has to start it over. Amen.
Yeah.
And everything that can be shaken will be shaken. Right. Hebrews said, and this entire world will be destroyed so that not even an element will remain. Peter said, and God will create a new heaven and a new earth. Amen. It's good preaching right there. I'm just going to hit it. I've got to move on here. But Brother George, I've often wondered, why is God going to create a new heaven and a new earth? Amen. Glory to God. I know this may not sit real well with some, but you realize there was sin on both. Amen. Oh, yes. We know there's sin on earth, but it's hard to fathom that there was sin in heaven, but Lucifer one time sinned. Amen. And God had to cast him out. Amen. And not only Lucifer, but a third of the angels. He cast them out of heaven so fast, as the old saying, their heads spin. Amen. That's how fast God got sin out of heaven. Amen. But one of these days, amen, I said he's going to purify this earth and he's going to make a brand new heaven and a brand new earth. Right? Why? Because there'll be no sin in that new heaven. There'll be no sin in that new earth. God hates sin. Did you know that, church? I said God hates sin. He wouldn't even allow the angels to stay in heaven because of sin. What do you think he'll do to me and you? Hey, God, I come to tell, amen, that's the devil's age-old saying. Amen, when he came to Eve, the very first time in the garden, oh, it ain't so bad, Eve. Look at that fruit over there on that tree. It won't bother you. Amen, there ain't nothing wrong with that. That's still what the same tactic that the devil uses today. Amen. It'll be okay. It won't bother you. I come to tell you today 1,000 times, stay away from it. God hates sin. God won't tolerate sin. If it cast it out of heaven, hey, I come to tell you, he's not going to let you by with sin. Amen.
Right.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Now let God... I'd like to take your imagination here for just a moment. Amen. This king here, really the king of this state, Belshazzar's dad, if I'm saying this right, Nabonidus, amen. One of the most cultured and refined monarchs who ever graced the throne for several years here sat in Babylon's throne. And the Medo-Persian coalition had been at war. Amen. And Nabonidus was somewhere outside the walls of Babylon fighting the enemy. Amen. Great God in heaven. That's where you should have been, Belshazzar. You should have been out there with your dad, son. He left his son, Belshazzar, inside to try to keep rule and to try to keep a hand on things. While Nabonidus was out there trying to fight the Medo-Persians. Amen. Amen. Oh, God. That's the biggest mistake, Nabonidus, that you made. Amen. Why? Because Belshazzar, amen, was not like his dad, a hardworking man. Belshazzar was a man that liked to eat, drink, and be merry. Amen. The great city of Babylon was under siege. and as far as the human eye could see, were the camps of the Medo-Persians. I read where one historian said, amen, that the city of Babylon was possibly was seized upon by this point for as high as 3 years. The Medo-Persians, Brother Anthony, kept on coming in by the waves, and kept attacking Babylon. They wanted to overtake them. Amen. And Nabonidus, amen, here we was near the end of this siege. Amen. Maybe a lot of their commanders, maybe a lot of their army personnel had been whipped up on and beaten up on, maybe thinned down their armies. And by this point, history says that Nabonidus had to go out and fight the enemy. Amen. And while his dad was out there with all the great warriors of Babylon, here they are out on the battlefields fighting. Amen. All of a sudden, Belshazzar calls a feast. Amen. There ain't nothing wrong with that, is there? That's just like he told Adam and Eve in the start. That's just like he told Noah when he got off the ark, when he got himself into sin. Amen. There ain't nothing wrong with that. It'll be all right. Amen. The devil told Belshazzar, why don't you call a feast? Hey, I know your dad's out there fighting. I know all the great warriors of Babylon are giving their life out there. Amen. And he calls a feast. Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, immorality increases. Amen. At an astounding rate. Oh, yeah. You let a little bit of wickedness slip in, and before you know it, it'll take smack dab over. Amen. Oh, yes. Glory to God. And I got more than I can preach in one night here tonight. But that's been my stance. Amen. With makeup. Amen. Of course, I know the word of God's against it. That's been my stance with any type of jewelry. Amen. I believe the word of God is against it. Amen. But did you know in the 50s and 60s and maybe the early part of the 70s, the Church of God was at one time a strong denomination. The Church of God was at one time a very powerful organization that sent missionaries around the world and around the country. Amen. But they had, amen, national camp meeting. Amen. And they set in their standards. They kept on pushing. Our ladies want to wear rings. Amen. They want to wear wedding rings. They want to wear this kind. Amen. Until finally, amen, they tell me, Brother James tells me he's got the minutes. Amen. Where they told him no two or three times, and they kept on pushing. And in a camp meeting, Church of God, Holy Ghost spoke and said, I warned you, amen, don't take on this type of behavior. And you know what they did? Like the devil always, he kept on pushing. It'll be all right. There ain't nothing wrong with it. Until now, today, 2022, you go in any Church of God practically from, amen, east to west to north to south, and you'll hardly find any holiness. It'll be like the pork and pork and beans. Why? Because they let, amen, a wedding ring come in, and before you know it, they had to get one to match it on the other finger, and before you know it, had to get a ring around their neck, and to get one on their wrist, hanging out of their noses. Hey, I come to tell us, sin don't stop. It don't stop with something smaller, but it keeps on going. I said it keeps on going, and the devil's standing right behind Belshazzar, and they're saying it's all right. There ain't nothing wrong with it. Just go on with it. Everybody's doing it, but God said it'll destroy the church. It'll destroy an entire organization.
Amen. Good preaching.
Until now, it's gone.
Come on,
the whole generation of holiness is gone.
Amen. You're right.
Woo!
Come on. Bless him, Lord.
Yeah, generations of holiness.
That's right.
It's gone.
That's right.
Woo! Come on. We're at the crossroads, church.
Glory to God.
Yes, we are.
Amen. We're at the crossroads.
Bless him, Lord.
Hallelujah. And tell Brother Earl, we got a few little Amen. Holiness independent churches scattered around the country.
Yeah.
Woo! Yes, come on. Scattered around the world. Amen.
Bless you,
Lord. Oh, Tia Ferthea, and Sister Margie's Colorado. It's spelled T-H-E-A, but she says her name's Tia. I guess that's how they spelled Germany. But she told me several times, I'd like to tell her about Emmy. Emmy was German, and Emmy told me. I asked her one time, I said, talk to her. I've never had time talking to a lot of old people, but I always liked that old lady. And Mother George, I'd go in, she'd pay me. I talked to her 2 or 3 minutes. And so one day I asked her, I thought about it. I said, Emmy, you're from Germany, right? Yes. Yeah, she told me where she is from, over there close to Holland. I said, did you ever meet her? Or was you ever close? I figured she was in the vicinity. Amen. Was you ever close to Hitler? Her eyes got cold. And she stared at me, Brother Anthony. She said, I shook Hitler's hand. Amen. She said, I was a 9-year-old girl. And Hitler came to our school. She said, that's how he propaganded his agenda. They sent him to the schools. Listen here. That's what's happening in America today. It starts in the schools.
Amen.
Woo! Oh, I ain't got time to get all this out tonight. You know, amen. They got they send your kids, to school. They can give them shots. They can give them contraceptives. They can give them any old thing they want to do. It ain't nothing you can do about it. Amen. They send their propaganda into the schools. And she said, when we was just 9 years old, she said, I didn't want to hail Hitler. She said, but we were made to. We had to bow and hail Hitler. Glory to God. Hey, I come to tell us, that's the way sin is. Amen. When you give it an inch, amen, just a little wiggle room, you give it an inch, and it'll take a mile. Hey, I come to tell us, is God going to find any holiness when he comes back in a few short days? Is he going to find any holiness left on planet Earth? I come to tell us, church, my Bible said, follow peace with all men, holiness without, which no man is going to see God. I come to tell us, it's a prime commodity. It's worth holding on to. Don't let it slip. Don't let it drain. But keep holiness in your heart. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yes. Come on, brother.
Yes.
Bless you, Lord.
The wicked, Psalms 9:17. shall be turned into hell. And every nation that forgets God.
Yeah.
Yep.
Amen. The story concerns Babylon. But what about Sodom and Gomorrah?
Oh,
what about old Lot, man? He used to hang around up earth, Abraham. Mm-hmm. Woo! Yep. But he got his eyes on some prophets down there in a nearby city.
Yeah.
Man, it looks like if I moved down there, I could make a lot of money. Well-watered plains.
Yeah.
Amen. He was a talented, what's a good word for this? He was a talented conniver anyway. Woo! Look at what he'd already did to Abraham. Amen.
Yeah.
Every time Abraham got to prosper, Lot thought it was his. Amen. Woo! That makes for a good businessman, don't it? Yeah. Hey, God. Or the Bible calls it filthy lucre.
Yeah.
Hey, God. But anyway, Lot moved down to Sodom. Amen. Lot moved down to Gomorrah. And guess what? He made a lot of money, but he lost everything he had. Hey, he married and got his children out there. Amen. But great God, his wife, amen, she almost got out, but she looked back. The angel only gave him one command, basically. Don't look back. Get out of here. And whatever you do, don't look back. And Jesus gave that ultimate advice. Remember Lot's wife. What was important about her? I tell you what it was. Jesus was saying, keep your head straight. Keep your eyes on the prize. Don't look back. There ain't nothing in Lot to look back at. There ain't nothing back there to get your eyes on. Hey, look ahead. Get your eyes off of Lot.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Woo.
Oh, God.
Belshazzar, the king made a great feast. Nothing wrong with that, is there? Oh, no. Looks rather harmless. Other than all the other men's out there dying, shedding blood, giving their life for the city. Yeah. And we got Belshazzar and 1,000 men in there having a big time. What a master of deception. He gives seemingly innocent suggestions. Amen. Oh, yeah, turn these stones into bread. That's what he told Jesus. Yeah. Oh, no harm in that. Eat the fruit, Eve. No harm in that. His evil suggestions are always promoted by the most base and most carnal motivation, your destruction and your alienation away from God. Anytime the devil puts up something in your way, I tell you what it is. Amen. It's a trap. Amen. He's trying to turn you away from God. He's trying to get you to look back to Sodom. Hey, I come to tell us, don't look back. Yeah, the small things is what spoils the mind. Hey, God, don't look back. Don't let the little things of life get you uprooted.
Yes, Lord.
God created. I'm going to be very broad here. I know we got families in this place tonight. But just a very simple, basic truth. God created man and he created a woman. And he said, what? Go replenish the earth. Amen. One verse said, help me think of it. Our head. I've got so much running on my mind here. The bed's undefiled. Amen. But adulterers and whoremongers, God will judge. What am I saying? God ordained. Amen, marriage.
Right.
And God ordained, amen, the marriage bed. Hey, God.
Right.
Hey, but oh, look at what Satan does. When Satan gets in the midst of things,
come on,
he turns it into a multi-billion dollar industry.
Right.
Hey, he turns it, amen, into a great God, a bed of sin. Amen.
Right.
Oh, I was reading, you can look at it later, but I read one place, I couldn't find a definite answer on divorce. Amen. But a place I read that this semen said, amen, that at least one, amen, out of every two marriages end up in divorce. Oh, God. Amen. Help us, oh, God. Amen. Teenagers having babies. Hey, God. Amen. People shacking up having babies out of wedlock. Illegitimate children. Hey, I come to tell this church, we're living in a sinful day. Something God meant for good, the devil will turn it around for wickedness. And I come to tell us, hey, I like what old Brother Rich said. Amen. Marriage is honorable in all, but whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. There's no safe sex outside of the bonds of holy matrimony. Satan has taken the purity of heaven and made it to kindling wood for hell.
Amen.
His pitch is never, never varied. It ain't gonna hurt you.
Come on, buddy.
Come at snake from the beginning, Brother Tommy.
Sir. Bless him, Lord.
Won't you get you out of that? Huh. Oh, no, God said not to do that. God didn't say that.
Have your way, Lord.
Go back and look at it. He twisted every word God said. He twisted it.
Yep.
The devil is a professional at twisting God's word.
Yes.
That's why we got NIVs and UIVs and BIVs and every other V's. Amen. Because he twists the word of God.
Amen.
You're supposed to twist your life to meet this book right here.
Right.
You don't twist this book to meet your life.
Right.
God. At least that's the way it's been since this book was made. Amen. This book was to straighten out our life. This book was to get us to heaven. Not for us to trade it around to meet our life.
That's exactly right.
Sir, Satan has not had to be very original. Because he can keep the same old, same old. Don't worry. It ain't going to bother you.
Sure.
Woo!
Yes, Lord.
That man run off and leave his family. That woman run off and leave her family. Think it's going to be fun, hunky-dory down there. Oh, it's going to be good time. Don't worry. It'll be all right. It never does turn out all right.
God, amen.
Never.
Lord. Amen. Bless him, Lord.
Come on.
Come on, God. I'll have your way, Lord.
Woo.
Dear Jesus.
This is the good of the crowd tonight on a slicky road night. This one's on my heart, church.
Bless you, Lord. Come on, brother.
What about how many have I seen, brother? Brother Tommy, come down to Holiness Church, some in this church, some in others, that I've seen down through the years, come down to Holiness Church and tell, there's always going to be a fight. You got to make your mind up what you believe.
Right.
I had to make my mind up, Brother Anthony, from a young age, 13 years old, basically, 14, definitely. Yeah. I had to make my mind up on what I believe, because I said I believe this, and I got an experience with God, and my family come against me and said, you know, you ain't going to do that. Woo! We ain't going to have this.
On,
I said, hey, I'm not trying to make nobody mad, but I've got an experience with God.
Right.
And this is what I feel in my heart. This is what I'm going to do. Amen. Woo! Let me tell you something. I believe in obeying mom and dad. I believe in wives obeying their husbands.
Bless
amen. And husbands being reverent to the wife. I believe in all that. Amen. Thank God until they get to telling you something's contrary to this book right here.
Yeah.
And then when it gets to that right there, that book supersedes anything else.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And they said, oh, Sister Barbara said, my husband said, you go down to that church one more time, I'm going to do this, that, and the other. Lock you out. He locked her out that one night. She took out a hammer and beat the lock off. She said she'd come in there and told him, don't you ever lock me out of my house again.
Yep.
Yeah. Woo!
Right.
You know what? That didn't keep her from going to church.
No.
Because she loved God more than she loved anything else.
Sir.
Woo! My, I got myself in a mess here. Glory to God. Hey, you got to make your mind up.
Yeah.
Who am I going to serve, great God? Amen. Am I going to let some man or am I going to let some woman take me to hell? No. I've made up my mind. As for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. Amen. Great God, mama may not go. I can't make her. My sister might not go. I can't make her. Kids, I've done my best to teach you holiness. But one of these days, I can't make you go. You got to know it for yourself. But hey, that's for old Jason here. I've got to make it. I've got to make it. Hell's hot. Eternity's a long time. And I've got to make it.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Oh, yeah. So in the face of the death of the city, Belshazzar threw a feast. What a terrible time. What a terrible timing.
That's it.
Satan, amen, does that to a man. He ruins his perspective. He ruins his sense of value. The king had 1,000 of his buddies come along. Each of them had his own. Ooh, so way more than 1,000. I mean, it's a big party here. Outside the walls of Belshazzar's father was fighting, and the men of the city was fighting. And inside the walls here, Belshazzar is throwing a big party. That's not so hard to believe, is it? Even today, there's outstanding moms and dads begging, praying, pleading with God for their children. Woo! While their children drink to the gods of materialism, amen. Excess, popularity, amen. Show open rebellion against God and against God's word. Hey, I come to tell us, keep on living right. Keep on being holy. Hey, amen. If anybody's going to teach your family, it's going to be you. If anybody's going to reach your loved one, it's going to be you. But you got to live holy.
Yes, God.
Now, Manitis was king who had a good culture and good decency. But old Belshazzar, his son, was a degenerate. He was a dropout. Whew.
Bless him, Lord.
When it really gets down to it, you know, we've all grown up in different ways. Maybe you've had it harder than me, or maybe I've had it harder than some of you. But sometimes people get caught up on it. Look at how I grown up. Look at this, look at that. But there finally comes a time when you've got to say, amen, my life is how it is because of decisions I've made.
That's right.
I understand you can't help it what family you was born into. I understand if your dad was a drunkard, maybe your mom was a dope. I understand you can't help that. Amen. But once you come to the, knowledge of the truth, once you hear the gospel message, once God shines a light on, there comes a time in your life where then it's up to you. What are you going to do with it? What kind of choice are you going to make? There's choices that we make in life that determine the outcome of our life. Amen.
You're right, bro. Bless him, Lord.
Oh, God.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
Yay, Lord. Oh, yes. Don't equate freedom of speech with freedom of filth. Don't mistake democracy for defamation.
Yeah.
Amen. Let's face the fact today. This world of ours is in a critical condition.
Right.
Satan has laid siege on this earth. Amen. The coming of Jesus is not far off. This is not a time to throw a banquet party. Amen. This is the time for people everywhere to fall on bended knees and repent before God. That's the time we're in. Belshazzar, it's not a time to be having a feast. It's not a time to be making mockery of the men out there. If anything, you shouldn't have called a feast. You should have called a fast. Upon all the land and sat in sackcloth and ashes and asked God to forgive Babylon and spare that city. I come to tell us it's not time for America and then to be throwing feasts and parties. America, call a fast and repent and ask God for forgiveness.
Belshazzar
should have been at the walls of that city with his army, not feasting in the palace.
Right.
Jesus.
It was in the same city and in the same old place 200 years later that another great historian fell. His name, he was a drunk too. He was a drunkard. Woo! His name was Alexander the Great. Fell in the same location. Woo.
Yeah.
Sir, amen. If there was ever a time in your life, ma'am, when you should be giving attention to the things of God, it's right now.
Wow.
But just the opposite is going on. We're losing our closeness with God.
Yeah. Jesus.
We're losing our prayer lives.
Yes, sir.
We're losing our desires to read the Word of God. If there's ever a time you need to do those things I just mentioned, it's right now.
Yes.
We're near the end of the time, church.
Yes.
We're near the end of the row here. Woo! Satan is telling you right now that there's no harm in it. You'll be all right. Yeah, that's what he told Eve. Yeah, that's what he told Samson. Yeah, that's what he told Lot. Yeah, that's what he told David. Hey, I come to tell us, don't listen to the devil.
Yes,
he called for his servants to go get the sacred vessels from the museum, if you will. I think they probably had them over in a special place.
Yeah.
I go to Brother George's house or one of your all's house, and if you stay very long at all, you know what a lot of men will do. Hey, come in here. I'm gonna show you something.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah.
Woo. Open that big gun cabinet. Jonathan Saylor, look here. Look here at these guns.
Oh,
wow. Belshazzar done got them all out. Look at all this big crowd. 1,000 men with their families, girlfriends, wives, maybe probably no children. There's a big old crowd in here, I know that.
Yeah, yeah.
And he looks over at him, he says, man, he just kept seeing that showcase over. He said, boys, go over and get the silver vessels and the golden vessels. Came out of the temple down in Jerusalem. Bring them out here. Glory to God. Help us, Lord. Help us, oh God, here tonight. Woo! Amen. It'll be all right. He called for his servants. Amen. To go get the golden vessels that the Bible said his father Nebuchadnezzar had brought down from Jerusalem. And he wanted to profane the sacred things of God. You should have been calling on God for help. You should have been begging God to deliver your city out of the hand of the Medo-Persians. Oh, yes. Amen. But rather he poured wine into those vessels and gave them to his mistresses and to his buddies. And they drank wine and they praised their gods. Amen. The Bible said they're gods of wood and of brass and of stone. They're cheap gods. Hey, I come to tell you, my God's more valuable than that. I said, my God is worth more than that. Don't bring him down. He's a mighty God. He made everything. Don't bring him down to that level.
Imagine,
amen, as Belshazzar desecrated the vessels, those sacred vessels, and yet we see people doing the same thing today.
Yes, Lord.
What about the Lord's Day? I'm going to preach to you.
Come on, brother.
I'm going to send a text out and ask everybody on it. Go back and listen to this. God says it is a sacred thing. Forsake not the assembly of ourselves together. This is a glorious place. This is a glorious time to get to gather together in God's house.
Right, right.
Woo! Just think about this. Amen. If you didn't come tonight, you wouldn't be sitting on the hot seat.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! Hey, God. Oh! Amen. God has directed us to remember his day and to keep it holy. We laugh at his holy directive and we say, but it's a great day to go shopping. It's a great day to cut the yard. It's a great day to wash the car. Hey, it's a great day to do this or to do that. Wait, man, what are we doing? We're taking the holy sacred vessel of God. You're more valuable than that golden cup. You're more valuable than that silver vessel. Hey, what did the Bible say? Ye are the temple of God. Ye are the vessel of God. And when we take that vessel and don't do what he says do, it's a consecration in the eyes of God.
Hallelujah. Oh, we
mean a God. Oh, God. Woo. It's a sad day, Brother Earl.
Yes, Lord.
But America has left God out of their agenda for so long. Our churches are bare, Brother George. Mm-hmm. We got several mega churches across the country that ain't nothing but a showboat.
That's right.
Just an entertainment place.
So true.
Right.
Come on. Tell them, man.
You look at America on Sundays. Millions gather in arenas and watch basketball and football and baseball.
That's right.
Millions go to their lakes and go to their pools and go to their entertainment places.
Come
go
on,
to their
brother.
Rides. And I mean, I can't even think of all the entertainment. Amen. I was getting ready to say that. You go to this movie house down in Ashland. The one in Huntington, I guess, behind the mall, I never paid attention to it. But the one in Ashland, you go by there on a Saturday or Sunday down there, and you can't find a parking spot. Down there seeing the latest thing Hollywood's pumping out. Woo!
Bless him, Lord.
Come on. We want to know why we got sin all around us. And we want to know why America's circling the drain. And it's getting ready to suck down the pipe.
Amen.
Oh, God.
That's true.
You know why? Because we have neglected the Lord's day.
Right.
We no longer count it sacred. Those vessels were over there. Amen. They should have left them in the temple first off. They were made for God's people. Amen.
Right.
But they were over there and they should have left them alone.
Should be God.
But when they consecrated God's vessels, woo, they stirred up God.
Yeah. Come on.
Oh, God.
Have your way, Lord.
I come to tell you tonight, don't put anything in front of God. Don't do it.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't do it. Don't profane your vessel like Belshazzar did. God will let, amen. The Bible says that your body is a sacred vessel. What know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. Therefore glorify God in your body.
Right.
Amen.
Your body belongs to God.
Yes, sir.
Unless my body, I want to do what I want to with it. See how that works out for you. Your body is a temple of God. It's very, very important to God.
Yes. Right.
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to do what I want to. I'm gonna work, and I'm going to make my money, and I'm going to buy me a bunch of gadgets, and I'm going to keep myself busy, and I'm going to have a good time.
Bless him, Lord.
Woo! I mentioned it before. I thought a thousand times about buying a camper. And I still thought about it just simply because we can't like go anywhere nowadays because you can't hardly fit us all in a place to stay. I still thought about getting a camper basically to go, if I go to camp meeting somewhere, it'd be nice. Go stay and we all be in a camper somewhere. My brother Earl, hey man, I thought, you know, in the past, boy, it'd be nice to get a camper. And I know what would happen. Amen. Before you know it, all you're going to do is camp. Guess when you work through the week and when you camp out? On the weekends.
Yeah.
All kinds of people camp out. And they think way more than trees and that water out there than they do God.
Right.
And if you do that once or twice a year, that ain't too bad, you know. But the problem is, I know some people, man, I don't think vacation ever ends. Woo!
Preach.
That's
true.
That's the truth, buddy. Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yeah, I hope I preached all right here.
Yes.
Amen. Some people vacation never stops.
Oh God.
Stand with me in this house tonight. I preached too hard. I ain't gonna get it all. I'm gonna have to finish this up another night.
Lord, I praise you and I worship you, God.
This shouldn't be a time of a feast. It should be a time of a fast. Look out there, but George, Babylon's fallen. Medo-Persians is storming against them. They're even outside the walls.
Yeah.
Nabonidus is out there.
Oh, God.
Everything he's got holding off, trying to defend his, everything he spent his life trying to build in here. And the enemy's about to take it.
Glory. Hallelujah.
And his son's in there having a feast.
Mm-hmm.
Desecrating the vessels of God.
Right.
Blessed be God.
Lord, I want you to bow your head with me,
God.
We come before you here tonight, Lord. This is an important message. I felt your spirit, God, even here tonight.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
God, don't ever let us desecrate your will. Don't ever let us desecrate your word. Our bodies, which are the temple of the Holy Ghost, but help us, Lord, to put you first. Help us, God, to see it's very important to live right, to live holy. Because if we let this slip, who's going to get hold of it? If we let this slip, how's my family going to get saved? If we let this slip, God,
Lord,
I don't want to let this turn into this any old worldly church where folks come in and never even feel your presence. God, it means more to me than that.
Blessed be God.
Pray with me, church. Pray with me. Oh, God. It means more, Lord, to us, God, here tonight. Don't let us desecrate ourselves. Don't let us fall out. Where we need to be, oh God. I see things slipping. I see things important slipping. I see it slipping. I see it slipping. I see folks listening to the devil saying, it'll be all right. It ain't going to hurt nothing. I come to stay and not. I heard the voice of God said it's going to hurt it. It's going to hurt something. Amen. Don't listen to the devil. His famous words to Eve was, amen. God didn't say that. You ain't going to die. God's famous words to Lot was, go on down there, son, make yourself at home in Sodom. You'll be okay. It ain't nothing wrong with that.
Thank you. Thank you, mighty God.
It never works out. Maybe somebody listening here tonight. Maybe somebody standing here tonight. You need to find an altar. Even they got a song. I preached to you, burden on my heart here. Let's find ourselves an altar. Let's ask God to help us.
Thank you.
Oh, God, help us. Lord, help us, Jesus. This is very vital. This is an important altar call right here in this house tonight, right here. Lord, someone watching later, this is important. Make an altar and say, oh, God, I'm going to get back to the basics. I'm going to get back to holiness in my life. Come on, Lord.
They're desecrating their minds, going to their living, any old way that they want to live.